Blog Talk Radio.
BlogTalkRadio.com. I am your host, Bishop Yahweh Sopgod, with the Israelite Church of God Jesus Christ
Portland, Oregon division. And my co-host, please introduce yourself.
Professor Krew Aharon.
And once again, you tuned into the truth. The truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com every Saturday evening from 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And before we get started, I want to say shalom, peace, and blessings, and salutations to the leadership structure in the nation of Israel. First, starting off with the Holy God, Saint Comforter, Holy Apostle, and Chief High Priest, Tzadok. I want to say shalom. I want to say shalom to the Holy Apostles, Holy Apostle and Chief High Priest, Ariah, and Holy Apostle and Chief High Priest, Shah. I want to say shalom to the Order of the 12 Apostles. I want to say shalom to the Comforter's 42 Chief Priests and elect ladies and holy women. I want to say shalom to the chief bishop and bishops of state, city, boroughs, and departments and units. I want to say shalom to the Army of Israel, starting off with the Major 13th Shield General, all shields and generals. I want to say shalom to the captains, to the officers, to the New Hebrew Academy. I want to say shalom to the Young Men and Young Women's Academy. I want to say shalom to our beautiful sisters in the nation of the Daughters of Zion. And last but not least, I want to say shalom to our children in the nation, the prince and princesses of the nation of Israel, those that are destined to make it to the kingdom of heaven. And tonight's topic is the real Jews are black. Once again, the topic of tonight's show, the real Jews are black. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to get started. First and foremost, for years, for centuries, a lie has been put out there about what color God's people are, what color the Jews are. This lie is perpetrated in movies, on TV, in magazines, in books, in animated features and films. All lies about the true identity of God's chosen people. But again, if we want to know the truth, we're going to go to God's Word. And God's Word is going to give us the truth on what color the Jews are. Let's get Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 2.
Judah mourneth, and the gates are of language. There are black unto the ground.
Now let's rewind that back some. It says Judah mourneth. Judah is the full name for Jew. Jew is the nickname. Judah is the full name. It says Judah mourneth. Again, when you look at the situation, lifestyle, when you look at the characteristics and the traits of the Jews, the real Jews, they are in fact mourning. Now you might say, well, the Jews were mourning during the Holocaust. But here's the thing, those weren't the Jews. And we're going to go into who they were. The Jews, the true Jews, are the so-called Negroes. Throughout the entire planet Earth, they're the real Jews. How are they mourning? They're mourning for civil rights. They're mourning for better jobs, better housing. They're mourning just to get 40 acres and two mules. They're mourning just to be on the same equal playing field with the Caucasian people. Because, again, the Caucasian people, you had 350-year head start. Everything was handed to you. Everything was given to you. You stole it. You raped, robbed, and pillaged it. So for 350 years, you've been eating good. Now all of a sudden, we get a chance to do something, and you call us lazy. You call us no good. You say we're not hardworking. We're not smart enough. Well, you had a 350-year head start. We ain't gonna never catch up to y'all. Economically. We ain't never going to catch up to y'all as far as wealth is concerned. Because you've been cheating for 350 years. But guess what? When we get ours, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is going to give it to us. He's going to take yours and hand it to us, because guess what? It belonged to us anyway. The Bible says, Judah mourneth, gates thereof language. Again, gates represents the borders around property. Gates represents protection of the property. Again, metaphorically speaking, these gates are referring to the leaders of the Jews. How are they languishing? Because again, they all took payouts. They all took bribes. They got comfortable with the benefits. They don't really want to do anything for the people, the African American people as a whole. They just looking to fill their own bellies. They're looking to live their life. And they tell you they'll keep an eye out for you. You call them gatekeepers. They're the crabs that got out the barrel. They're sitting on the lid of the barrel, and every time you try to move the lid, they put the lid back on. Then the Bible says they are black. Again, they are black. Here's the thing. When them so-called Jews, some of them Caucasian, so-called wannabe Jews, when they take off the black hat, when they take off the black coat, when they take off the black shirt, the black pants, black shoes, what color are they? The different shades of red. The different shades of red. We can't take off this color black. We was born with it. It's in our DNA. It's in our melanin. It's in our skin. When the sun hits the color of the skin, it gives us vitamins. It gives us nutrients. It makes us shine. Some of you refer to our skin color as black magic. That swag we got about us. We're the best at everything. And it says, not only are we black unto the ground. Because again, when you dig up the earth, there's different shades of brown. And the Jews, the real Jews, they go from a light sandy brown to a deep dark chocolate brown. And listen, let me correct something real quick. Because there's a saying where it says that the darker the berries, the sweeter the juice. Now, when it comes to the Jews, when it comes to the so-called Negroes, the African-Americans, all the juice is sweet. From the light grape juice to the deep, dark berry juice, it's all sweet. So let me just make that. And guess what? Christ is going to unify us. I know you got all these Jim Crow tactics out there to keep the light skin is divided from the dark skin. No, Christ's going to bring us together. He's going to unify us. He ain't going to let me be no more light skin against dark skin and all that. Who was the light skin and dark skin on the slave ship? Who was the light skin section and dark skin section on the slave ship? Explain that to me. We was all one people. And we're going to be all one people under God. And one nation called the Nation of Israel. Let's get Lamentations 4 and 8 and 5 and 10, please.
Their visage is blacker than the coal. They are not known in the streets. Their skin cleaveth to their bones. It is whiter, withered. It is become like a stick.
Again, the Bible says their visage. Their visage, how they look, their face, it says blacker than a coal. Again, and when you look at the real Jews, the so-called Negroes, again, we black, we dark, we beautiful too, we proud too. Like James Brown said, black and I'm proud. You ain't going to make me feel bad about my skin color. Oh, you old darky, nah. guess what? You're going to find out that Jesus Christ is dark. Guess what? You're going to find out that God the Father of all spirits, the creator of everything, through his son Jesus Christ, is also dark. What you going to say then? You guys are racist now. Come on. Come on. You mean tell me Jesus Christ is black? The Father is black? Come on. And the thing is this. You so-called white people, you Caucasian people, you Edomites, you've been lying so much about the color of Jesus Christ that you believe, you're starting to believe your own lies. You believe your own lies. But listen, the image of Jesus Christ that's portrayed all over this earth is Caesar Borgias. Caesar Borgias, the son of Pope Alexander VI. Again, he commissioned Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci to paint his son, Cesare Borgia, or Caesar Borgias, however you want to pronounce it, to be the new image of Jesus Christ in the year 1492. You look it up. They had a sitcom on Showtime, the cable channel Showtime, called The Borgias. The Borgias family. And guess what? They patterned the miniseries, the Borgias family, on Showtime after. Matter of fact, excuse me. The Godfather movie, Godfather 1, 2, and 3, was patterned after the Borgias family. So when Martin Scorsese sat down to write Godfather Part 1, Godfather Part 2, Godfather Part 3, he went and read the history of the Borgias family, the most notorious family ever, and he came up with Michael Corleone and the Corleone family, Don Corleone. And this is the person that they put up as the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How disrespectful. Show you that the Caucasian people don't have no fear of God. No fear of God. They don't give a damn. They're just evil and wicked. Give me Lamentations 5 and 10, please.
Our skin was black like an oven because of the terrible famine.
Again, when you look through any famines, the history of any famines throughout the ages, no famine caused a person's skin to be permanent black. Again, they were already black. So the famine caused their skin to be blacker. You can't show me no Caucasians that went through a famine, skin turned black and stayed black. And when they went to go get a job, they said, you know what, we're not hiring no more. when they went to use a water fountain, they said, you can't use this water fountain, darky. Or when they went to go to a certain school, they said, you know what, we don't accept you people. I have not seen that yet. Let's get Song of Solomon, 1:1, then jump down to verse 5. Let's see what color King Solomon, because King Solomon was a Jew. His father, King David, was a Jew. Let's see what color they say they were.
Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 1. The Song of Songs, which is Solomon's.
So we understand that these are Solomon's songs. So let's see out of Solomon's own mouth what he say. Come on.
Verse 5. I am black.
What did King Solomon say? What did King Solomon say?
I am black.
One more time.
I am black.
Can you one more time give that to me?
I am black.
Come on.
But comely, all ye daughters.
All ye who?
All ye daughters of Jerusalem. As a tent of Kedar, as the curtain stones.
Again, when you research the tents of Kedar, the tents of Kedar were very, very dark. A velvety dark black. King Solomon bragging to the sisters. He said, listen, I'm dark, but I'm handsome. The word comely means handsome, means beautiful. He said, listen, I'm dark, but I'm beautiful, I'm handsome. King Solomon used to walk around with gold strings, gold strands in his hair. So when he walked, his hair was blinging. And let me put this out here, too. I was listening to the Breakfast Club yesterday. They had David Banner on there. And they talk about, I don't know why David Banner think he's African. And you, if you listen to David Banner's interview, he been listening to the guy St. Comfort. On the YouTube channel, because again, he just confused with that African thing. But they keep putting out there that the richest man on the earth, on the planet ever, was some African guy. I can't even pronounce his name. I'm not even going to try to say the African's name. Listen, the richest man to ever walk the earth, besides Jesus Christ, but again, Jesus Christ didn't put it out there. Remember, Jesus Christ financed his own ministry. He paid for everything. He ain't asked nobody for nothing. He sat and watched the treasury to make sure everybody was paying their tithes and offerings, but he ain't want none of that money. But going back, King Solomon was the richest man ever to be on this planet. So let me just put that out there. Let's get Jesus Christ real quick because the engineer is wrapping us up. Let's get Revelations 1:1, and then verse 14 and 15. Because Jesus Christ is the King of the Jews, so let's see what color he is.
The revelation of Jesus Christ.
Come on, jump down to 14. Just read it all the way through verse 15 too.
His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow. And his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burn in a furnace, and his voice as it's the sound of many waters.
Now, brothers and sisters, it says his feet were so dark they looked like they burned in a furnace. What color is that? That's black. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was black. When you go to Daniel chapter 10, verse 5 and 6, it says his arms and his feet was like fine brass. Jesus Christ is black. The Jews are black. Hopefully you learned something this evening. Thank you for tuning in to The Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Bishop Yael Sopka. My co-host, for
yourself.
And we say good night, God bless, and shalom.
Shalom.